Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This is episode number 600. If you're new here, we want you to know that this podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are sharing a message to the discouraged. I remember the conversation vividly. Sadly, it happened while we were on a date night. Some years ago, my wife Linda and I had gotten away for a night out. We were sitting at dinner at a nice restaurant, and it should have been the perfect evening, except for the fact that I was discouraged. I was down, frustrated, and annoyed, and I was terrible dinner company. My sweet wife did her best to encourage me, but I would not be encouraged. Finally, my refusal to be encouraged began to frustrate her. I remember her asking me, "If you are going to be unhappy all night, why did you bring me to this restaurant?" Now, I don't know if you're like this or not, but when I'm discouraged, I can defend my discouragement. I can list the reasons I feel the way I do. You see, in my personality, I'm wired for progress, and when I don't see it, I can sometimes get frustrated. I've been known to say, "Progress makes me happy." A couple of days after this ruined date night, I was at home and reading my Bible and spending time with the Lord, and I came across a verse of scripture that seemed to jump off the page. I read it again and again and then repented for my discouragement. Here's what the verse said. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." Slowly listen to those powerful words again. "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." In this one verse, God brought hope and encouragement back into my soul. What had I done? In my frustration and disappointment, I had lost my confidence in God. I hadn't even realized it, but that's what I had done. The Word of God is promising us that God will bless and reward us if we do not give up our faith, and if we hold on to our confidence in Him. He will not fail us. I believe some of you listening today are discouraged. You have lost your hope and confidence in God. But no matter what your visible circumstances might be, God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, regain your hope in Him. Put your confidence in Him. In God's time and in His way, He will come through. William Ward, pioneer missionary to India, once wrote, "Discouragement is dissatisfaction with the past, distaste for the present, and distrust of the future. It is ingratitude for the blessings of yesterday, indifference to the opportunities of today, and insecurity regarding strength for tomorrow. It is unawareness of the presence of beauty, unconcern for the needs of our fellow man, and unbelief in the promises of old. It is impatience with time, immaturity of thought, and impoliteness to God." You know, instead of grumbling, instead of complaining, instead of becoming bitter and depressed, instead of giving up on God, let's ask some better and more insightful questions. We can ask, "What are my experiences teaching me? How am I growing? How can God use this situation? In what ways am I experiencing God now that I haven't before? And what can I be grateful for?" You see, gratitude is the antidote to discouragement. Today, you and I can count our blessings. Even in the darkest days, we can find something to be grateful for. When you invite gratitude in the front door of your heart, well, it seems discouragement goes out the back. It's very hard to be grateful and discouraged at the same time. Through the strength that Christ gives you, focus your thoughts, your mind, and your spirit on what you know is true. Focus on what you are grateful for. Today, refuse to allow yourself to wallow in the "why me" and "why God" questions. And here's today's challenge. As I think about the times I've been discouraged, I realize that just about every time I became discouraged because I took my focus off of Jesus and put it on myself and my circumstances. I pray that today you won't make the same mistake. Whatever you do, Don't throw away your confidence in God. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review. The largest percentage of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts, and by leaving a rating and a review, you help others discover the podcast. And yes, it really does help. So let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.